the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And welcome to TV, Movie, Snacks, Netflix Reviews.
Said that pretty fast.
Yeah.
What are the marketing machines
guy? I'm showing the fuck off.
Apparently.
Don't ask me to do that again.
Lucky break. Listen, we don't need to introduce the show that many times. So.
Well, once or twice. Maybe three times, yeah. Depending.
I mean, yeah. People forget.
Did you watch anything this week?
No. I watch my... That's the thing. I'm not watching new shit. I watch the shows that I fucking watch.
The only...
There's a trailer on Netflix, though, for some new Marvel one.
Jessica Jones?
Yeah, which I never even heard of her, and I know comic books, but that must be some kind of fringe comic, because I don't know what the fuck that is. Comes out on the 20th, so it's coming out pretty soon. I'll watch it.
It's got that girl, that hot chick, that was in B in Apartment 23, I think.
Is it?
Which I was my favorite show, remember?
Yeah. I mean, she's hot. I seen the preview that they show that trailer.
What kind of superhero name is Jessica Jones anyway? I mean...
Well, because she doesn't have a code name. She just, you know, she's just her. Whatever the fuck it is. I really have no idea what that show is going to be, but I hope it's good. So I'll review that next week.
First appeared in Alias number 1, November 2001.
Alias?
Yeah. So that's a newer thing.
Yeah. I, you know, read comic books as a kid, so any new shit like that, haven't heard of it. The only Alias I know is the Jennifer Gardner show.
Her husband is Luke Cage.
Oh, that guy I know. That superhero.
Team okay. Affiliations, the New Avengers, the Pulse magazine, Alias Private Investigations, and Daily Bugle.
No, I mean, I know the Avengers. Daily Bugle, I think Spider-Man worked for them.
Midtown High student Jessica Campbell was present when Peter Parker was bitten by the irradiated spider, which gave him his superpowers.
Huh.
She had a crush on him and just plucked up the courage to speak with him when he was distracted by the bite. She also had a celebrity crush on teen heartthrobs Johnny Storm.
All right.
Jessica's father received tickets for Disneyland from his boss, Tony Stark. On their way home, their car collided with a military convoy carrying radioactive chemicals.
Man,
it's always the same shit.
You know, why can't that work in real life? Instead of getting cancer, we get superpowers when we're bombarded with radiation. The thing is, you know, the radiation kind of changes your cells, and that's what causes the cancer. Why can't it ever be that it changes your cells in a good way? Oh, what a benefit now.
Only in super... She later discovered, after her parents died in that crane plane, the car crash.
It wasn't a crane crash? Yeah.
She discovered her radiation exposure granted her super strength, limited invulnerability, and flight, which she never fully mastered during her superhero career. So apparently she's retired now? I don't know.
So that she can kind of fly? She's like the greatest American hero, I bet, because he kind of always kind of flew in a fucked up way.
Yeah, so she's all about... She's always... She's hanging out with Spider-Man.
Well, not during this show.
Daredevil.
Because from the preview, it looks like all she does is fucking...
Daredevil, you know, might be in it.
Well, they're in the same part of town. Yeah. So. I don't know, whatever.
Too many superheroes in the same place. Doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I think...
Well, it's like Little Italy. All the Italians, they fucking moved to one spot. And all the superheroes, they moved to one spot. You know what I mean?
Little Italy is Chinatown now. In New York City.
Would they kick all the eye ties out?
Yeah, they like shrunk down like a. It's like a Little Italy is like a block now.
Huh.
So
that's a shame.
So that's too bad for.
I don't really care, but
for mobsters. Yeah, but what's her face is in it? What the hell's her name?
Not really very helpful.
The girl from she was in Breaking Bad and And Kristen Ritter.
Yeah.
I love Kristen Ritter. She's hot.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in there on TV. A lot of hot chicks.
She had a pretty furry bush, though, in those leaked pictures.
Well, she's kind of, you know, bucking the trend.
No, the trend now is to have bush again. Didn't you hear?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, then fine, she's trendy. I don't know.
Listen, that's just the way it is, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Actually, I saved an article. I didn't read it yet, but all the... They did a survey on pubic hair styles of women. Anyways, I watched a couple things this week. First, I watched The Judge, which was on my DVR for a while, and is the Robert Downey Jr. vehicle, and it was damn good.
Really? I know, it's like he goes home, he's a lawyer, and
he's a hotshot lawyer in Chicago, I think, and he gets a call while he was over a case, but the prosecutor was that guy from Elf and
Willie?
And Numbers.
Willie Tanner?
And Numbers. That guy, that little guy, who's also, I think, in...
Elf. I thought you said Alf.
Elf. Not Alf, Elf.
Sounds like you're saying the same thing to me, but okay. Yeah, the, you know, from just 10 Things I Hate About You.
I think it's the same guy, yeah. But he's all fat now.
Well.
Anyway, so he gets a call that his mom died, so, you know, which happens in, what, 30 different movies? So he had to go back to his small-town roots.
Well, I mean, in real life, that people's mothers do die, so...
He had to go back to his small town where he hasn't been in, like, 25 years because he wrecked his car when he was younger, and his brother was, like, a super good baseball player and was probably going to be a major league player, but, of course, he got in this car wreck
because
he was high on the marijuana.
Was it his fault?
And he hurt his hand, his brother, so he couldn't play baseball anymore. And his father, like, was really angry at him. And to teach him a lesson, put him in juvenile detention, and you know, he left. Somehow he became a lawyer. Like he got himself through college. I don't know how he did it. They didn't say.
Yeah, because he's a fucking go getter. Robert Downey
some
Jr.
Some point in like 1989.
I always want to say Morton Downey Jr. Though.
At some point in 1989, his character decided that he was going to go to a Metallica concert, and he just never returned. So it was the Damage Justice tour in 1989. Probably in Indianapolis that he went to, and then he never came back.
All right.
And meanwhile, then all kinds of stuff happened. But his father, who was like suffering from some kind of like cancer, and had radiation. What do you call it? Chemo.
Did he get superpowers? Because you know radiation will do that.
Yeah. No, he didn't get superpowers. He had memory loss and stuff, and he had a hit and run on a guy that he previously. Gave like leniency to because he was a judge. His
father.
Oh
man, that's ironic.
He gave leniency to when he tried killing his girlfriend.
I'll cut you a break, kid.
Gave him 30 days, and guess what? When he got out, he killed the girl. We got 20 years in prison for it, and then he just got out.
So is the father on trial, and they're saying like you know he probably saw him and did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Robert Downey Jr., but the father doesn't have any memory of it because he's got these memory gaps because of the chemotherapy. And Robert Downey Jr. is like this hotshot defense attorney who, you know, all his clients are guilty, but he gets them off. So then.
That's a TV lawyer right there. TV lawyer.
To prosecute, they didn't want to send any Joe prosecutor, so they sent Billy Bob Thornton, this hotshot guy from like Indianapolis, to come down.
Everyone's a hotshot in this movie.
Yeah.
Why aren't we in there?
And Billy Bob Thornton's like, hey, man, I knew we were going to lose if I brought anybody here, so I came down to make sure we win this case. So overall, it's a really good movie. He makes out with what turned out to be his niece in the movie, spoiler, and it's pretty good.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm into the incest porn, so yeah. That...
Robert Downey Jr., he plays that smug asshole so well.
He's typecast as that.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't play a smug asshole, I don't want to see him.
Yeah, he never plays just like your normal dad.
I don't think he would play that part in a movie.
You don't think so?
No. I don't know. It'd be weird. People wouldn't accept it.
Yeah, I guess. Now, the other thing I watched was this movie that is available on Netflix called Hot Girls Wanted. And what is that noise?
My throat.
Sound like a creature.
It is a creature in my throat.
It's called Hot Girls Wanted, and it's a story of amateur porn in Miami. Now, I guess because of the condom laws in California, a lot of these crews are moving to Florida. But as
you know, what there's some like not just Florida, they're like in Pennsylvania. They go all over the place.
But because of the way
you know, no one likes to see condoms in porn.
Well, what's popular now in porn is these fake scenarios that seem real. Like it looks like it's just a guy with his camcorder in a car
yeah.
or at a party, but they're all setups.
Yeah, and, I mean, I watch a lot of porn, and you can tell they try and make it look like it's a real thing.
Or your fake agent stuff, which is yeah. probably also fake.
All shame. That shit,
yeah. So
I love that shit.
This guy down there, his name is Riley. He is a porn manager and producer and talent. He says, and
well, look, if you're in the porn industry and you're not fucking any of the chicks, what are you in this business for, man?
He bought this house with a bunch of bedrooms, and he just recruits women on Craigslist from all over the country for free room and board and the trip to Miami to be in porn, and he gets some gigs and like porn gigs. And he wants all these fresh-faced, he calls them teeny boppers, who, you know, have only been, never been in videos before and will only be in a few videos before they boot him out.
Well, that's the porn industry.
So, now, this film right. was directed and produced by Rashida Jones, Quincy Jones' daughter. You know her. She's pretty hot. You know her from The Office. Dated Jim for a while. And I think she was on Parks and Rec, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I never seen that show.
And anyways, so... This is Riley.
I knew it was on Netflix, but I decided I wasn't going to watch it.
Well, you know where it's going.
I know where it's going, so I knew I'd be annoyed by it.
Because you could do this two different ways. You could show... Now, the truth is somewhere in the middle, of course. But
the truth is, like, listen, some girls get into it, and they regret it, and they're only there a short time, and other girls, they get into it, they like the lifestyle, they're in it for a little while, maybe they retire, they move on to stripping, they're doing something else, but I knew that all they were going to show was the negative. These girls are victims, and they're being victimized
It wasn't about that, really.
No, that's where I thought it was going to go.
A little bit, but not so much. It was mostly just that they would regret it. And it wasn't what they thought they were getting. Like, and they first get... I got a few clips here. When they first get there, a lot of
girls... You didn't think you were going to be fucking for money?
They were all gung-ho. Like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to make all this money. All I got to do is fuck. And then when they realize how horrible it is, and they're fucking these old, creepy dudes, and they're getting, you know, the only money's in the torture porn, you know, forced blowjobs and stuff. And then, you know, they got to throw up and then drink it. And they're like, well... That's not what I expected. They thought it was going to be like loving porn, you know.
Have they ever seen porn?
I know.
I would recommend to them going to YouPorn first.
So anyways.
Do a little bit of research.
Here's Riley, this dopey looking dude who runs the house and is the manager.
There's three main agents down here. I'm one of them now. I'm also male talent. I used to be bullied and made fun of in school.
Dude, and you're never going to fuck chicks on film. Never.
Pretty much in a year, I went from a dishwasher, loser, working at Outback. To living in Miami Beach in a 5-bedroom house.
I work at Outback. I didn't think I was a loser.
I just drive my girls to and from shoots. They pay rent. And
I thought he was getting free room and board. They pay rent?
Make good money.
So he makes good money doing that.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Gets a cut.
I don't know. Why can't we get together, mortgage a house in Florida and just start doing this?
You don't need to be in Florida, though. Florida's probably better, warm, you know, warm
no,
by the climate.
No, it's a better place because he's enticing girls from all over to do it.
You know what? Yeah, Florida, like Miami, is more of a draw.
He's got a huge pool to go from because he's going, like, anywhere. Wherever you are, I'll fly you in. You know, you do it. If you're in Detroit, Michigan, not going to work out as well. Maybe you get a few girls from Detroit, but for the most part, where are you getting girls from?
Yeah, true. I mean, that is a good fucking business. Sex sells. The porn industry makes billions of dollars a year.
So here's a girl named Rachel who has some free... I like this because they had her freestyle rap, and it shows how little talent they really have.
Well, she's not... Listen, I'll freestyle rap. It's going to sound like shit.
They want to be entertainers, but they don't have any talent.
Well, I want to be an entertainer too, but I can't rap.
You could probably do a better job than this.
You want to freestyle?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
a porn star. Yeah.
You're so high.
And I'm a fucking shooting star, bitch.
Doesn't sound like Top Dog?
A little bit.
And we're gonna sit Bombay.
Yeah.
It kind of is on his level.
Hella blunts. Yeah. And I got hella cunts. Yeah.
She's got one hella cunt. Did you know about that?
Day. Getting money all day. Because we're fucking all day. Yeah.
I just killed that. I like it. I don't know, but I mean, you're the fucking music, you know.
I watched it all day, and she rhymed it with Bombay.
Yeah,
but it didn't make any sense. Bombay was a city in India.
She said she's sipping Bombay. Okay, it's a drink.
Oh, is it
the Bombay? I mean, I don't know. I made that up, but it could be.
But anyways, here's her talking about this.
I would have said sipping Parrot Bay or something.
When they show the girls, they show you how long they've been in the business. She's been in the business for a week and a half.
She's been in the business a week and a half. She has shot 50 scenes.
Not really. They don't do that many scenes. No. They're saying two or three. But anyways, here's what she had to say about her new career.
We're free right now. The world is in our hands.
We practically do whatever we want to do.
Dude, ever since I came here, it's been about me. Do I want to be in my parents' shoes when I'm their age? Like, yeah. No.
Exactly.
I don't want to go to college, meet someone in college, marry them, stay in my hometown, have a bunch of kids,
and live there.
Yeah, it's fucking freedom. She's living her life. What?
I've done so much shit here.
In a week and a half?
More than I've ever done.
Probably more than I've done in my whole life.
My entire life. Exactly. Chilled in penthouses, been in Lamborghinis, rode on street.
I haven't done any of that shit ever.
I'm like,
she's right.
It's all my shit. It's all me.
Have you done any of that stuff?
Here I go. Like, I'm trying to be famous, so gotta do what you gotta do.
And you,
I haven't done any of that.
They're all about these. Like, they want that lifestyle. Throughout the movie, they always talk about gotta get out of your town. Like, no one's happy in whatever town they live in.
Yeah,
if it's not a big city. Like, I don't know how that's going
to
make...
Listen, everyone wants to be on either coast. Why, go to New York or L.A.
Why do people think... Well, this is Miami. But why do people think that moving somewhere else is going to make your life better? It's just a weird thing.
It's the grass is greener kind of thing.
So anyways, at the end of the movie, they do tell you what happened to him. And by the way, she's out of it already.
Yeah, it's a transient kind of business. Very few have staying power. Jenna Jameson is... one out of like 100,000, because there's so many chicks that, you know, they come and go. Open up YouPorn. There's a fucking literally millions of clips.
Well,
you don't know those
porn's
girls.
Not the way it is. You know, porn's not the way it doesn't pay as much. Now they're getting like $800 a day, which sounds really good.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's really good.
But the, you know, to make the big money, they're not doing it anymore. The one girl said in 3 months she made $25,000, but she spent like 23 of it or something.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean, that's on her. You make really good fucking money. If she can't budget and she just wants to fucking blow it all, I mean,
but the
that's
thing
fucking
is,
on her.
The thing is that they talked about in the movie was that, yeah, you're going to make good money, but you're going to have to keep upping the ante and doing crazier and crazier things because they want fresh faces.
Yeah.
So you've already been in a bunch. They don't need you anymore.
That's fine. I mean, but that's part of the business. Maybe you just make 25 grand and then you get out.
Yeah, but the
problem, you got 25 grand.
The problem is that you could ruin your life easily. You could make it so you'll never get a job again if it comes out that that was your.
Yeah, I mean, but listen,
your family might not want to talk to you again. It's a gamble you're taking.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but that's a risk, and you have to decide: do you want to take that or don't you?
But all these girls thinking that this is their lifestyle forever. That this.
Again,
I fucking found the easy way out.
Again, that's on them for being dumb.
Anyways,
they're not responsible for their lives.
He's a performer, and he's got it. This is his 2 cents in how long girls stay in the business.
Worst case scenario, 1 to 3 months. All right scenario, 3 to 6. Best case scenario, if he doesn't catch on to the game, a year tops. Top.
Isn't that your character, Carlos?
Yeah, that's true. You know, my girls, some of, I got one girl, you know, we had to transition to granny porn, you know, and she's doing real good. Hey, Carlos, who do I gotta blow today?
You know, Carlos, you're gonna sound more like this guy. He's got a lot of vocal fry.
Worst case scenario, 1 to 3 months. All right scenario, 3 to 6. Best case scenario, if he doesn't catch on to the game.
If he doesn't catch on to the game.
Year tops. He's got a real smoky
voice. Tops.
And finally, the final clip. This is a girl talking about her first time, which was not as enjoyable as she thought it might be.
here with my, I'm gonna say it, nervous. Oh, I said it, didn't I? It was like 10 seconds and I already said the N-word, nervous.
I thought the N-word was a different word.
It took about an hour and a half.
Huh.
It was silly at me. A hotel. And it was just like him one-on-one, like pretty much, I'm a fucking creeper and I'm gonna mac on you, little teenage girl.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, that's a porn, so yeah.
I already got my old man hands over your young teen ass.
You know how many times I've said that?
It's not my type of person that I want to spend my first shoot on, you know, but it's all right. You don't really see his stomach, really. I don't think.
Why is it
do,
cool
maybe?
That she can judge sure, everyone?
He's like,
he's got a little bit of a gut,
it,
so he's fucking
and
gross.
Like, films, like,
and it's like, it's, I don't know. Like it was.
He actually hurt me, but
it's
then
kinda,
I.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, he's gross. Yeah. He had a gut.
By the way, this Riley guy.
But you can't judge the girls, but the girls can judge the guys. Fuck you.
He's probably not into niche body types because all the girls are real skinny, and this one girl is super skinny, and he's like, yeah, she's got to tone up. She's not. Like, I don't know, you think you'd want to get a couple, you know, bigger girls, because those get a lot of action.
Well, as you said, it depends what niche you're in. There's like, how many different kinds of porn are there? Like, the kind of porn he's in, we need a certain body type. This is the kind we do. There's other kinds. I want BBW porn. Listen, you gotta be this big. You gotta have these dimensions. If not, I mean, you can't be in it, because this is what we do here.
Yeah, well, that does it for Movie Cynics Netflix Reviews.
I'm going to go watch me some porn.
What better way to end the show than with the Hypnotica theme song? Because, I mean, we're talking about sex.
Yeah.
By the way, this movie was not sexy at all. There was no hardly any
nudity.
Well,
Skinamax.
See, that's why I like...
What's
no,
the point of...
No.
This was like a Skinamax
I'm talking about girls, the documentary.
Oh, that shit? I thought you were talking about Hypnotica, the real movie.
Yeah, there's nudity in that. Yeah. But no,
Well, of course! The whole movie is anti-porn!
I know, but they have ones like that on HBO, and they show stuff, so...
No, because this chick is all fucking artsy, and she wants to show you the mistake it is to go into porn.
It wasn't
so
like
she's not
that.
Gonna
you
make
didn't
it
watch
fuck.
It.
I don't need to watch
it. It wasn't like that.
You just told me that, oh, it was a mistake.
It wasn't... Well, yeah, they... But wasn't as extreme.
She's not going to make it sexy, though. She's going to make a point of having it not be
sexy. Yeah, right. Goodbye.
So please, AjaWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend we're sexy.